President Obama is seeking to push through Congress a package of gun control proposals that marks the most comprehensive effort in decades to tighten gun laws in the US. But what is the Catholic Church's view when it comes to a contentious issue like that of gun control? Kathy Sale is the Executive Director of the Committee of Domestic Social Development at the US Conference of Catholic Bishops, or USCCB. She spoke to Vatican Radio's Susie Hodges.
Well, both the Vatican and the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops have consistently called for reasonable regulations and control of guns, and particularly handguns. And in the United States, our gun violence is extraordinarily high, and the bishops have supported things like assault weapons bans for years.
And when it comes to the ordinary lay Catholic population, are they rather split on this? Because, as I said before, it is a contentious issue.
Well, I mean, I think that, you know, average Catholics have other influences in addition to church teaching, but the church's teaching is very much rooted in our belief in the sacredness of all life and protecting the dignity of all people. And so, for example, in the bishop's statement confronting a culture of violence, they talk about violence in handguns and gun violence, as well as the violence of abortion, domestic violence, and other acts of violence. But, you know, still Catholics are going to be influenced in, for example, in the United States, a lot of it is the culture in which you grew up, the part of the country, whether or not you grew up in a culture and a family that maybe hunts a lot or likes to go out and target shoot, and then other cultures and other communities, that's just not as prevalent.
And what are the chances that President Obama's package of gun control proposals will get through Congress? It's going to be quite an uphill battle, isn't it?
It will be an uphill battle. And some Hill watchers and watchers of Congress are saying there is not much chance of getting the assault weapons ban passed again. But there are some areas of agreement around better background checks for people who are going to be purchasing guns, some consensus building for improving our mental health services. So I think that there are some areas where we might be able to get some improvements, but I think it's going to be very difficult to get laws passed around the weapons bans or reducing ammunition clips.
But polls have shown that, especially since the Connecticut school shooting, that public support for some changes to the law, as you say, particularly around that issue of universal background checks, is growing.
Yes, it has definitely started to have a shift and is now a majority of people in the United States who want to see gun control. It's not a large majority, but that is a shift. And I think there is a moment here for us to get some reasonable gun violence prevention policies into place. But I don't think it's going to be as sweeping as we might hope. But I think this is the moment. And if it doesn't happen now, it's going to be very difficult to build that political will again. So it will be important for the bishops to continue to participate in the debate. It'll be important for Catholics to let their members of Congress know that they do support reasonable gun regulations and that we want to really build a culture of life and confront the culture of violence.